It is Susie Ashworth here, and I have a question for you. Would you like to get a copy of my Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation for free? If so, listen up. I am on the biggest of missions. It is my desire that this book gets into the hands of 100,000 humans, which is such a crazy number. It's something like 0.4% of all books that have ever been created will ever sell 100,000 copies. So we are aiming big, and I'm here for it, and I want you to be here for it too. So part of our vision is to make it as easy as possible for you to get hold of this book, for you to share this book with your friends. And so guess what? You can get the book for free. I will pay for it for you. All you need to do is just pay the postage. Yes, you heard that correctly. And what's going to happen when you receive your free book is that I am also going to give you the Infinite Receiving Hypno Activation. So this is designed to work alongside the meditations that you receive in the book. And I want to kickstart your ability to receive more infinitely now. So you get that with the Hypno Activation. You will also receive the exclusive 5-week course that I created to celebrate the launch of Infinite Receiving, the book. And so what you will find is in this condensed course, which actually it's 6 weeks because I've included a Q&A session, which is amazing. What you will find in those weeks is a real deep dive into what I teach in the book. So the value of that is £497. It is amazing. It was such a joy to deliver. And on top of that, you are going to receive 21 days complimentary access to the Infinite Receivers Members Club. So not only am I releasing trainings in there every single month, so depending on what point you join the membership, there will be months and months of trainings that you will be able to access for free in those 21 days. And I also have a channel called Daily Devotion, where I come in every single day and leave you a training. Sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the evening, sometimes it's in the afternoon. But that training is designed to inspire you, to remind you, to be an anchor for the mindset that you need to have, the lens that you get to look at the world through in order to amplify, elevate, and accelerate your receiving journey. Yeah, it's absolutely wild. You get all of this for free when you say yes to getting the free book. Like literally all you have to do is pay for postage. So I couldn't make it any easier. And what I want you to do is for you to grab a book and for you to tell a friend to grab a book. Let's get this into 100,000 hands. And all you need to do to claim your free book is go to susieashworth.com/book-for-free. That easy. So susieashworth.com/book-for-free to claim your brand new free copy of Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and finally manifest your dream life. This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders like you tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. My name is Susie Ashworth. I am a single mom of three and author of the Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation, and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life.
On this show, I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your identity and your reality to create the life that you have been dreaming of. Because you are ready to be an infinite receiver.
Hello, you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. I feel like that was very tuneful today. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And the conversation I want to have with you right now is about artistry and whether you desire to be an artist. I have had a couple of quite remarkable experiences over really, actually, every time I have had a plant medicine ceremony, what I have noticed is an activation in my voice that leaves me wondering, like, where the hell did that come from? Or maybe I should rephrase that. Where in heaven did that come from? A sound so exquisite that I am shocked that it's coming from my body because it doesn't sound like me, and yet it is coming from me. In those activations, what I feel aside from healing, what I feel aside from heaven, is the invitation for me to use my voice. Like, that is the medicine, that is the power, that is the potency. And in the moment and the moments after the moment, I know the masterpiece that is being weaved from the frequency and the tones of my sound. And I appreciate it deeply. And then I come back into the real world and I play and I have fun and I am silly and, you know, I hairbrushing and some of that artistry. And I would say that the commitment to artistry doesn't feel as present. And there are moments on this roller coaster that is my life. And up until this point, my focus, where I have been so committed to living through and from the place of my life being a masterpiece. I talk about this in my book, Infinite Receiving. And this idea of life being a masterpiece was really activated in me a couple of years ago when I was working with one of my mentors, Melanie Ann Layer. And I remember having this experience where I went shopping. I decided that I was going to treat myself to a couple of designer pieces. And up until this point, outside of a few handbags, I'd really been quite resistant to luxury pieces because I don't need luxury in order to feel enough. This was the story that I was telling myself. And if I need to buy something in order to feel good enough, then there is something inherently wrong. And yet I found myself in a hotel feeling less than the environment that I was in. And I really, really struggled with this thought because of this idea that my worth doesn't come from what I wear, it comes from who I am. And so if I feel insecure because of what I'm wearing, there's a problem. The and to this is, it is absolutely okay for the clothes that you wear to be an extension and expression of who you be. And if who you be feels $1 million and you have the money to go and spend on some clothes or a bag that adds to that, that complements to that feeling as the cherry on top of the cake rather than needing it to validate who you are, then where's the resistance? Why the resistance? What is the story you are telling yourself that others you from your desire? And this is what I struggled with until
I went shopping. And the reason that this was such a beautiful experience for me is because one of the shops I went to was the Victoria Beckham shop. I love her style. I think that she is an icon. And for many years, I had wanted to purchase something from her brand, but could just never find the right thing. Anyway, I took myself off to her shop and I tried on most things. And the question that I asked myself is, does this make me feel like a masterpiece? And interestingly, on that day, despite the tea, despite the service, despite being in a beautiful changing room, despite all of the odds being stacked in my favor, despite wanting to buy something from her, none of the pieces made me feel like more of a masterpiece, and therefore nothing made it into my shopping bag. And that experience was perfection, because what I was able to confirm to myself is that I wasn't buying because I needed to have the Victoria stamp in order to feel enough. I was buying something because I had a desire to enrich what was already rich. And on that day, there was nothing that was a match for me in that store. I went and bought a Burberry top. I can't remember what else I bought. I still wear the Burberry top right now. It still makes me feel amazing. And this, for me, is living from this place of intentional artistry. It's allowing myself to create a life where I'm living from this place of my life gets to be beautiful. And the way that I dress myself, the way that I adorn myself, that gets to be part of that. And that is okay. And this was a very present part of my thinking for quite a while. And then it just was less important. And now it's back. It's back. And it's back most dominantly in my business and the way that I'm thinking about my business and the way that I desire to show up right now. I know that I am being called into something new. And with that newness, there is a shedding. And what is also true is that in my business, I've always taken pride in wanting to create something different, wanting to present myself in a way that feels fun, that really does feel like it honors and represents me. And now there is another level that goes beyond the aesthetics and is infused in the tone. And I think that that feels a little bit scary. Because when I talk about art being infused into the tone, what is required for that to really land is for me to be speaking 100% from the heart, as opposed to what I think that people want or even need to hear. When I choose artistry through my business, what I am saying is that this is the thing that desires to be said. And as I'm saying that, the art that I have in my mind is Tracy Emin's bed. It's like nobody needed to hear that. Nobody needed to see that. Nobody in this world was asking to see Tracy Emin's dirty knickers and unmade bed. And yet that was the art that was looking to be born. That was the message that she wanted to share. And ultimately that controversial artistic moment sold for, I'm not sure if it was tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of pounds, and activated people in a way that maybe we hadn't even seen before, because that was a groundbreaking statement at the same time as being a very intimate and very vulnerable story. And so this is the energy that I bring this episode to you. I think that the first question is, do you want to be an artist? Do you want to be an artist in your life? Do you want to be an artist in your business? And for me, the scary answer is yes. And wow, like what a big answer that is. That what that means is this art?
becomes the filter.
And that's scary. It's even more scary because I am kind of thinking this out loud.
This is not a discussion that I have been having with myself for weeks, like in a very practical term. Like this has been a contemplation. It's not been a commitment. And speaking to this now feels like, oh my God, Suze, I think that you've just made a commitment. I think that you just contractually agreed to creating art through your business, that being the filter. And at the same time, it's like, what the hell else would you want? You want to do this for the next 30 or 40 years. Like you said, this message of receiving infinitely across all areas of your life was your life's work. And if that is true, like, why would you want to show up in any other way other than artistry, other than creating beauty, other than creating contrast and perspective shifts and duality and polarity, knowing that the awareness that comes when you sit in the middle of duality or polarity is the awareness that creates change. And that's what you are here to do, create a shift in people's perspective around how they see themselves, around how they be themselves in this world. So I think that this is it. This feels exciting and scary. This is a moment. We are now having a moment together and it feels juicy and good. Thank you for sharing it with me. Thank you for listening. So first question is, do you want to be an artist? And if you are saying yes with me, and it's really important to acknowledge that not everybody does want to be an artist. Many people just want to freaking get paid. I just want to get paid. There is a part of me that believes that being an artist and going through the steps I'm about to share with you, when you align yourself to being highly compensated for the work that you create and allow into this world, that we get paid for our art. But it's not necessarily true. It's not always logically true. There's a reason for the starving artist archetype. And I also know that for me personally, over the last 25 years, I have consciously cultivated my reality. And so whilst it might not be logically true and whilst it might not be always true, I know that I get to allow that to be true. I get to align to that truth for me because that's who I am. So do you want to be an artist is the first question. And if the answer is yes, then the next logical question is how do I create art in my business? And step one is through intention. What do you intend when you create today? Are you intending to create a conversion? And so therefore thinking about whether I've got this template right or this word right or this comma in the right place or this full stop in the right place. And does this make sense? And does this follow the formula that this person said made them a million? Or is this the message that is setting my soul on fire? Even actually before, is this the message? My intention is to share the message that is on my heart. My intention is to share the message that has the capacity to change even the smallest thing for you. And I'm going to share that message with intention and focus. And I want to use the word precision, but I don't, when I say precision, I don't mean perfectly. I mean that the intention has a level of precision. And when I say a level, I mean the intention is so freaking clear. How we get into that place of clarity with our intention is to slow the fuck down, is to allow spaciousness and to allow quiet. And in that spaciousness and the slowing down and the quiet, you can then just allow your attention to gather the heart space.
And as your attention and intention gathers in the heart space, you can ask yourself out loud or internally, what is it that I am supposed to be sharing? What is the message for today? How does that change things for people? How does that let people know that I am here to serve and shift and change things with them and for them as I shift and change for myself? So the first part of this is intention. Second step, courage. And that is really what you have been hearing, the call to courage in this conversation. Am I going to have the courage to really honor this commitment? Am I going to have the staying power to remember this commitment? You know, because let's be real, I've made a lot of commitments and I forget because I get distracted, because there are so many incredible things. There are so many journeys, so many paths, so many adventures, so many friends, so many kids and dogs and so much life. It's easy to forget what is important to me at times. Am I going to remember? And then am I going to have the courage to follow through? I think the truth is I don't know. Not knowing what is going to happen 10 steps down the line is no reason to put your courage to bed and just carry on doing what you've always done. That is what most people do. I am not most people, and you are not most people. You are the one and only. Thank you, Chesney, for those perfection, concoction of words. We are not most, we are one, alongside simultaneously being everyone. And again, we get to choose what we do with that. It takes courage for you to honor the yearning or the call of allowing artistry to come through your work. And I think that it is easier to honor this call when you have, in inverted commas, made it. Like if you're there doing, you know, millions a year, then of course it's easy for you to be like, be an artist. You've already got your audience. People are already buying. People have already said yes. People have already said, I get your brand of weirdness, freakiness. I am in. Let's go. Like, I get it. And in the beginning, it's just like, I just want the roadmap, the plan. And if I've got the roadmap and plan, then I'm going to be able to do it. And I want to argue for your greatness, not your limitations. And so hear me when I say that making it never exists. Whilst I feel like that is another podcast, what I will say, the reason that I can say that and mean it is that the manifestation is always the final thing to show up in our reality. Before the manifestation of what it is that we desire shows up, there is already energetic alignment. And when you are tuned in and conscious, you will feel when your thing has energetically dropped in. You will know when it is your truth. You will know that it is coming to you. And at that moment, your job is to ask yourself, what do I get to create next? And who will I need to be? And what will I need to let go of in order to align with that next manifestation? So by the time the first one drops in, it's like, God, that's amazing. And we are already working on the manifestation for the next thing. This does not mean that you live a life of discontent. It means that there is no end point. There is no destination. It means that we are supposed to keep growing and evolving at all times until we leave this body. That is why we never make it, because there is always another level to go deeper, to go wider, to be wiser. So it takes courage to own the fact that you are an artist and your work gets to be an extension of the masterpiece that is you before you have had the external validation that says you are good enough. And the invitation is for you to know that the more you own your magic, your artistry, and the more you commit to the masterpiece that gets to be your life, with your work being an extension of that, you are going to create in ways that blow your mind and magnetize your people to you in ways that you haven't yet fully imagined.
So step two is courage. And step three is self-expression. The courage to speak the truth that is on your heart and in your mind. But mainly, I think, on your heart, the courage to speak your truth, the courage to open your throat and allow your brand of music to flow through your mouth, activating your vocal cords in a way where you compress sound and frequencies to create messages that the world has never heard before through your voice activation, through the truth of your voice activation. And how we do this is just to notice where we are holding ourselves back, to notice where the body is in contraction, to notice what it is that we want to say no to notice what it is that we want to say yes to notice what it is that we want to share with all of our hearts, but we filter and silence and keep ourselves from honoring the call. So self-expression, step number three. So here we are. These are the three steps: intention, courage, self-expression, how to create art through your business. I think that it is a freaking sexy thought. It's a sexy idea that everything that gets to come through Team Susie HQ from now on gets to be a very intentional piece of art. I love that idea. We shall see if we honor that. And at the same time, I am thanking the version of me in advance that allowed this conversation to be on the podcast. And what I know to be true is whether we are able to stick with this or whether logical mind comes into play, this conversation in and of itself is going to activate more art. We have more art codes that have come online because of this conversation. And that's good. That's really, really good. Okay. I am going to wrap it up here. If you have enjoyed this episode, my request is that one, you subscribe, and two, you share this with another person, one other person that you think would really benefit. And if you're like, Suze, I don't want to share this with one other person, I want to share this with loads of people, then you know what you can do? You share this on your Instagram stories. Tag me so I can reshare. And let's let people know that this is an episode that is worth listening to. And if this has really, really spoken to you and you want more, you want to explore what courage looks like for you, you will really enjoy coming to Aliveness, which is happening in June the 7th to June the 12th. And we are exploring the shadow and the illuminated archetypes. We are going to be partying. We're going to be dancing. We're going to be quantum flowing. It's going to be a deep and vast experience where you leave feeling so freaking present in your body, so alive, so activated. It's going to be exquisite. It is going to be a work of art. And if you already know that you should be there, then email hey at susieashworth.com with the subject title retreat, and we will ask you a few questions so that when you apply, we know if you are going to be an absolutely exquisite fit. Right, that really is enough for me. I love you so much, and I look forward to being in your earbuds next time. Please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.